So New York is not an island, okay? There's the north. North. If you go north from New York, you end up in Canada. There's no body of water.
New York City, Scotty.
Cutting off.
New York
City.
Well, you know what? You know what? Actually, I go high enough into Canada, Montreal.
So are you going to the
There's a body of water.
You already have your tickets.
Cut.
He wants to.
You already purchased your tickets?
He wants to.
I mean, I'll buy tickets. I've always needed an excuse to head east. You know.
Also, the biggest problem for me is if I end up in New York, there's so many watch people this comedy. I technically have to go see. Scott.
Oh. Like who?
We do podcasts by nature. It's in our blood. Stay posted in the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans. What a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
Well, if you are listening, if you're watching, you know everything that's been going on. Boys been having some issues with the Wi-Fi and whatnot. Yeah, so what are you, so I don't have a
drink. Are you telling me Jersey and Hoboken is just right next
Scott?
To the Statue of Liberty? I thought that was in New York. What's going on?
It's on an island.
No, Statue of Liberty is on an island. I'll give you that.
Statue of Liberty is on
New
an island.
New York?
Right?
I'm going to need proof.
It's a glorified
island.
Wait,
you know what? I see a body of water here.
Okay.
It might be cutting
East
off
River.
To what
the
Greg
East River.
Calls... Wait, let me zoom in. It's called the Harlem River. Okay. Is that the East River?
Now that that's taken care of. What do we want to do for a drink? I can go grab a couple of things and we can make a cocktail live.
Let's make a dry podcast.
You go to the kitchen. Me and Greg will talk about how New York is not an island.
Go make a green juice.
I was going to say, no, I don't have time for the juice right now.
Joseph, say, come on.
Guys,
it's Israel that we're worried about.
Scott, Scott, what's up with your boy?
Which boy? Which boy? The one in Cuba?
They're trying to take your boy out, man. Apparently, I'm seeing all these headlines that they want to, you know, soften Hassan's standing with the people. Like
Hassan is a threat to the Democratic Party because he's doing something.
They don't like him. Has a vision.
He's got a vision, you know. He's got a lot of money. A lot of money.
How does he have that much money, by the way? It's all Twitch?
Twitch money.
What was he doing before Twitch, if I may ask? Do you know?
He was working with his uncle, Cenk, at Young Turks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know that's his uncle?
No.
That's his uncle. That's why everyone hates him, because there's like, he's a Nepo baby.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Joe just hates him now.
I really don't care, but I thought like he had like, I thought he was like a regular person. I didn't know he was always in media.
A regular person. He's a...
In the sense that I thought like he had like a job, because I know he came to the country for college. And
you're supposed to be in the kitchen, Joe, making a drink.
Whoa. I didn't like the sound of that. Especially after the episode of Mad Men I watched today. Jesus Christ.
Hey, you should appreciate that I'm telling a man to go to the kitchen to make a drink.
Telling a black man to get in the
kitchen. Oh, you know what? I take that back. You're right.
Didn't like the sound of that.
Joe,
that was,
take your time.
Crazy.
If you want to go to the
That's
kitchen.
Get in there and give me a drink, boy.
Like, get, Jeff, if you want to go to the kitchen, it's up to you.
Scott got a southern accent all of a sudden.
Come after me. Where'd that come from? I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not
what
a kid.
I was trying to say prior to, tell me what type flashlight.
Jump on one of those
tell
TikTok
me the type of
brightest flashlight in the world things.
And then I will make a drink and be back.
Spirit? I'm going to probably fly Frontier.
Tequila.
Right, you can.
Tequila.
Tequila, okay. Well, I do that because I'm black.
A tequila? I think that's a Mexican thing, but you do you, Joseph. Greg, have you been to New York?
I have not. I've flown into Newark, and I've seen it from a plane. So I saw the Twin Towers before they went down. It was the year before. And I saw the statue.
On your birthday?
Not exactly.
Now I gotta find out where Newark is.
Right across
Newark.
Newark-ish.
Do you want to go to New York, Greg? Can you? Could
when,
you
when is it?
Go to New York in May?
I probably could, yes. I would go in May. When it was the date?
That's a good question. Show us here. We could. Just co-host here. We could. Let me. 1 second. Let me Google. Brandon Tessoff.
Turd searchers.
Brendan Tassif. This is good. This is good radio.
Great radio.
Jill Lesoff here.
Google,
and we're just
somebody else
Googling
on a podcast.
It's giving me Brendan Schaub, but I think Tassif is funnier.
I would say that's not. I mean, I'm not.
That's why
not
is it not showing me
Brendan?
Brendan
Schaub is not.
How do you spell his name? Brennan. Brennan.
N-A-N.
Brennan. Oh, it's Brennan T. Comedy. God forbid if he uses his real name. This son of a bitch. I'm going to his link tree. Kyle is hating this right now because we could have did this pre-show. We couldn't do a pre-show because we were feeding the homeless.
Feeding the homeless. Stuff like
May
that.
17th, Greg. May 17th.
May 17th.
In Astoria. Astoria? Kyle?
With my
I heard you gone to
agents.
Astoria to see your friend do a comedy show at the Grove.
Is that a Friday?
I miss Kyle.
Saturday? Tuesday?
Think Kyle will ever come back on the show?
I don't know. I don't know.
You done anything? What is Joe doing? Is he distilling the alcohol over
He's
there? What's happening?
Looking for tequila. Maybe he ran down to Walmart because he has COVID.
he's got the new variant. Should have known. I just want to go on the mean streets in New York. You know, I want to be in like the heart of city life.
City life.
The city life, only, you know, I don't need to go to the Statue of Liberty or the Tower of Light, whatever Greg calls it on his birthday.
I've been to
Joe's
New York
back.
Several times, still haven't been to the statue.
Joe, been to the statue?
Never been to the statue.
I didn't land on
so
Plymouth Rock.
Doing,
Plymouth Rock landed on me.
I quick fast made a margarita.
Quick fast.
Reposado margarita.
Reposado.
I was going to say, this might be the first cocktail I've had in the new house, honestly.
What?
Oh, wow. It's been a couple months.
You haven't sat on your porch and had a cocktail?
No, I haven't sat on the porch. It's too cold. It's been real cold, Scott.
That's true.
I don't know what it is.
Just starting to warm up.
It's like 80 degrees today.
Well, Steph's already got the new Golden State Valkyrie jersey.
Let your boy have Bone Joe.
But what was I going to say?
You can tell us about the drink you're making.
Made a margarita. It's good. Enjoyable.
That was fun.
We should add more ice. I think the lady pilfered all the ice.
Gotcha.
Somebody drop it. Drinks. Alrighty. So I went with 2 ounces. Did I go 2 ounces? Or I think I went 1.5 ounces of Reposado 1800 that somebody had
Can
brought
Can you roll your
Super
R
Bowl.
For us?
Reposado that somebody brought over
you,
from the Super Bowl.
You rolled the wrong R.
Super Bowl.
<pretty good.
laughs> Super Bowl.
Respetado.
Reposado.
That's good enough.
I put a shot, an entire ounce of triple sec. Then two,
okay.
No, they're not two. Then 1/2 ounce of both lime juice and simple syrup. It's a sweet, nice margarita.
Yeah.
Good, cool. Gave it a little stir with my spoon.
No tahini in there?
The spoon.
Little.
No tahini, no.
No
grandma.
Spicy mark.
But very good. Nah, no Grand Marnier. You don't. Whatever you think. I got the big bucks or something.
Cadillac.
Just walking around with grandma.
Pour a little baby as quick as I Corona could. In the top.
But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, if I go to New York, I got too many. I got a lot of family in New York. I got a lot of people I have to see. So it's just that's also I can't just kind of pop in, pop out.
I mean, you could.
Yep.
I could, but then Scott, you
know how they last minute decide to come to your wedding. You can last minute decide to come stay at their house.
Well, the people who last minute tried didn't get in. Different side of my family.
Joe, when was the last time you popped in New York to watch a filming of your friend record something?
Wait, we're going to watch a film of them recording something?
When did he do the
one-man
show?
When was the last time you popped in New York to film your friend recording something?
2023, actually, yeah. Popped in, he did the one-man show, and then popped
FedEx
out.
The drives to you?
You think the material is like 50% the same?
Yeah, FedEx is driving.
Who's editing this one?
No, it's completely different. That was a one-man show. This is a comedy special proper.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I might just go with that show. Yeah,
have you watched the one-man show?
I don't want to spoil the live show he's filming, so I'm not going to watch it.
I don't.
But, yeah, so... yeah, no, I'll keep monitoring flights. The closer we get to it, hopefully TSA starts getting paid. And
do we have enough in the Anulo coffers to where we could, Joe and I could charter a plane from Atlanta?
Charter a flight?
I mean, I can check, but if you can get one for $40, I believe so.
Speaking of Kyle listening to the show, you know what we should do? We should all go crash at Kyle's place and then take the LIRR. Is it the LIRR? I can't remember, but take the train into Grand Central, and that's how we get into the city.
I mean,
because Kyle stays in Jersey.
If you didn't think this was an excuse
Kyle
for me
might
to
stay in South Jersey
to go to Atlantic City, Joe, then you
I don't think he's in South. Is he in South? I don't know.
He's a South Jersey boy. And
you don't know where he lives? I know where he lives. Bought. Let me pull it up on the map.
Yeah, I know where he lives.
God, he's in Spain.
I'm about to look it up though.
Is it an island? He's in an island.
He's in Rhode Island? Is he in New Haven?
Joe Island.
Okay.
Where is he now? What's the city? Is he still in Philly?
No. He's not too far from Atlantic City. He's right by the Atlantic City.
Oh, hell yeah. Can we stay in Atlantic City?
Anything but LaGuardia.
But he stays a bit of away from New York.
But they got public transport. We're good.
They do.
All right, now I'm at Atlantic City Airport. Oh, he's right next to the water.
Man, 2 hours to get from
oh,
his
that's
place.
Very south.
We could just spend one night there for the show and then spend the rest
that's
of Atlantic
super
City.
South.
Stay at
or we could just go to Atlantic City and then miss the show.
Well, then that defeats the whole point.
Wouldn't that be funny if we all went to Atlantic City during the taping and then we
didn't
go
to
New York?
So ridiculous.
Sorry, we were hungover. We were at the Borgata hungover.
I'm pretty sure you did good.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I flew 14 hours, but I got hungover at the Borgata. I couldn't make it.
How are your shows he doing?
What kind of flight
is
he
doing?
Taking?
Multiple shows like most people?
Frontier.
I didn't ask. I think he's only doing one show.
Two shows. I look at the tickets.
Two shows?
7:30 and a 9:30. So I was debating if I got tickets. Do I go the early show to see the first one or do I go a late show to
so we know the difference.
Get sauced.
It's pretty interesting.
Ooh, yell out his lines.
No.
Yell out the punchlines. I'm sure he'll love
Burn Notice.
Surely he won't do the
That's
same
from
material
the Replacements.
Both shows. Anyway, if you guys want to see Kyle do his one man show, he's going to do it in
Brennan.
Oh, it's the other.
No,
oh, it's the other
his
host?
Name's Scott, Joe. That's Scott. I know we all look alike.
It's Greg.
Oh my god. All right, Farzad.
Yeah, no. I'll keep monitoring the situation, but primarily I need the DHS.
I talked to the wife.
Whole shutdown.
See what we got going on. Might be able to.
I mean, the wife is in Jersey like every other week, isn't she?
Yeah.
We could probably just fly up to Jersey.
What day of the week is it?
And then.
Yeah, she can get some FaceTime in the office.
It's on Sunday.
Yeah, she can do a work trip
on
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I just looked it up.
You get a free hotel.
It is a Sunday, is the 17th.
Honestly. Kind of annoying.
7 p.m. show and a 9 p.m. show. Excuse me.
Wow, Scott, you want to get it together, buddy? How much you been drinking, huh?
I apologize.
How many cocktails on the porch you been having, buddy?
I had a couple of beers.
Had a couple pops.
I had a couple Sony pops on my lunch break.
Sony pops. Sony pop, pop, pop.
Go did we States update game. The thing? Do we know what we're talking about today's show? We're just winging it.
You got a question, bro. You have a question.
Must be from last week because I'm sure.
Hey, you did ask. Hey, you asked if we was going to Kyle's.
Yeah, I did ask.
Live party.
If you're going to Kyle's live taping of
Boy Meets World
one man show
reunion.
I was like, for a second, I thought you guys froze. I was like, oh no! You both stopped talking at the same time.
What's ADF?
I don't know.
After Disaster Fantasy Baseball. That's what that is.
Very contentious.
Avery.
I'm shocked I didn't come up.
I Avery did delete that email, if that's what you're asking.
Avery sent out the call, said we need people for...
Greg, you're in it?
After Disaster / Film Vaults.
Oh, man.
Fantasy Baseball League. And I said, I'm in. So I'm in. 10 teams. 12 teams.
Is your name a new low in there? Better be.
Yeah. Put your name. Who else?
Greg from a new low. That's what it needs to be.
L. Greg's Mendoza line is the name of my team.
No. We're changing it.
L. Greg from a new low. That's obviously self promotion. Is
during the draft. I asked. During the draft, I asked, what is the ratio of Film Vault to PABS? And most people were there were. Three of us that used to listen to Film Vault, but are PABs. But yeah, a couple bolts. But I'd say no offense, Avery. Don't listen to Film Vault.
I don't listen to Film Vault. Guys don't like movies. Well, the main host doesn't like movies. And the other guy, honestly, I love him. I know he's going through something, but he's... I can't listen to him. I can't listen.
Yeah. That's what I said. I love movies, and I love Anderson. I just don't love listening to Anderson talk about movies.
Yeah.
I just don't like Avery.
And also, honestly, the show is too long.
It is.
They do too much fan flick flashing.
3 hours?
It goes so long on
and
the
half
front end.
It's about how Mike can't pay his... Wait, what show are we talking about?
I'm like, man. Greg, funny enough, so I want to say me and Brennan, sorry to cut you off. I want to say it was 2 weeks ago when me and Brennan did 17th. Cheers. Like right after we recorded, he sent me a text and was like, hey, Avery wants your phone number because he's making a fantasy baseball. And I was like, I don't want to be in it if there's money involved. And then he was like, okay, I'll let him know. And then he sent it to him, and he was like, he still wants your number because he thinks he can convince you. I was like, you can give my number. I'm not joining. So then he hit me up, and I was like, yeah, man, baseball is just too – it's every day. I'm never good at it. I've dropped out of leagues that I was in with my buddy for like 3-4 years or like 5-6 years. I was like,
Football's too much, and it's like twice a week,
and that's
maybe
once a week. Basketball is too much, and thankfully, low key, my family basketball fantasy league. We just the season came too soon, and we just all forgot, and it was like forget it this year. So
I lost in the first round of my hockey fantasy. That sucked. 1 point.
Ah, dang.
But I don't.
Your abs, though. Look at your abs.
Well, don't look at them tonight, please. I'm not supposed to wear gear from the team when I'm watching them because it's always bad luck. So I'm wearing
bad luck.
Avalanche t-shirt, and they were down 6.
You know, it's bad
luck
me watching them live, no matter where I am in any state. Fuck, goddamn game when I'm there.
But it was funny. So when Anderson kind of called out Tyler, I was like, is he going to bring up that I didn't join next? That intentionally
no,
was like,
because
nah,
I don't think he probably didn't even know. Cause,
wait, is Tyler not in it?
Nobody's
Tyler's not in it.
No.
Either.
Oh, just good. Avery. Good. Good for
and
him.
Avery's,
good for you.
Avery's photo for the is a picture of Anderson, and his name's something beauty. So it's like, okay.
It's very funny.
Let me know when they do a fantasy football league.
That's right.
Yeah, I'd be more apt to do that because I'd care more. Also, another reason why I had to stop doing fantasy baseball was because the Marlins were bad, and the only reason I was in fantasy baseball was to make sure I watched more Marlins game. And then once they started getting bad again, like once they traded Jazz Chisholm, I was like, all right, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
Jazz Chisholm? You guys already
stink.
The bad.
Yeah.
Avery's team name is the Bad News Beauties. Bad News Beauties.
It's pretty good.
And it's a picture of Anderson.
It's pretty good, pretty clever.
It's pretty predictable.
It's pretty clever. Guys, what's going on with rehab right now? A lot of people going to rehab.
Well, I got 6 weeks left, but I'm doing pretty good.
What the heck?
Super secret rehab?
No. Puka Nacua just announced that he's going into rehab today.
I just saw that. He's not going to.
Oh, he's
Puka Nacua, his lawyer just said that he's been in there for a couple of weeks already, and we just all didn't know.
Is there like racist white
fetish rehab?
White sympathizer.
I think that's. Rehab? I thought that's what Greg had put on here, but Greg put ADF. I thought it was ADL.
I thought it was ADOLF.
Whoa, settle down, Scotty. Jesus. Take it down a notch, buddy.
I mean, technically I was, because it's about
fantasy baseball.
Puka Nacua.
Greg's thing wasn't about Puka Nacua. I just randomly brought that
up. Remember when Puka was with your boy on the live stream and he did the thing?
My boy? No, that's your boy.
Is it your boy? That's the way I feel, too.
That's your boy. Yeah, I was about to say that he kept saying stuff, and then he bit some woman, and there's like a sexual assault case or sexual battery.
And then he blew the playoffs.
Biting? It was aggressive biting. Yeah.
It was
Marv Albert.
Yeah, people were saying that too.
Were you talking to your wife about aggressive biting?
She was like, I guess, curious on the Puka thing, like biting. That's why. And I'm like, yeah, bite. He was out here biting.
I'm like, it's always Biden's fault.
Biting.
What they say.
Yeah. So
did anybody watch? Greg, why do you have multiple rings on?
Well, this is my wedding ring. This is my.
And that's his Joe Biden.
See
ring.
How I sleep and on my health ring.
Oh, an Oura ring.
Yeah, but a different brand. Renfo.
Oh, a knockoff Oura ring.
Well, it's not knockoff.
What's the other brand?
Version. The Renfo. See, we use our scales are Renfo. That's you.
Oh, right. I do have Renfo too. They got a ring. How much did that ring cost you? Huh?
Like $189 or something like that.
Ah, that's too much for me.
I got a withing.
That's more than my ring.
I got a withing scale.
You got a withing scale? I got a Renfo. My brother had a Renfo, so then I got it, and my other brother got it because we were doing our weight challenges, so it was just easier to screenshot the thing. So,
yeah, we also our eye masks.
How you been sleeping?
Our Renfos and our.
All right, it's not a Renfo lad.
Okay, here you go.
We have a measuring waist measuring thing.
Christmas tree.
Sleep's been bad. I got some dental issues I got to take care of. So.
Oh, a little dental.
Got an early morning appointment tomorrow, so that's why I'm not drinking tonight.
You can drink before the dentist. Come on, don't be a dick.
Oh, I got a story to tell.
Well, no, it's because I got to get up early. That's the reason. Got to drive at 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Early morning dentist is the best.
7 o'clock.
Because like late afternoon dentist, it just ruins my day, the whole day. Get it done in the morning.
Yeah, so.
Same as the therapy appointment. I'm in therapy now. Anyway, what are you
talking about? You're in therapy, Scotty, you're the therapist?
I might have gone to
therapy.
I might be therapizing.
Oh, therapizing. How's that going?
Most of my therapy is discussing with my therapist how I don't want to be talking to a therapist and how much
Well, that's the thing is, do you share
in our last
sharing
in our last session about how I said, like, you know, my week was ruined. He's like, what was going on? What was the anxiety about? I was like,
I
disappointment. I had to talk. You expect me to talk to you for an hour? It ruined my week. And then half the callbacks during the session were about how he ruined my week.
Forced to go to a therapist?
Half the callbacks.
Are you in rehab also?
No. No, I'm not forced. You know, I'm just trying to.
This guy's in a treatment program.
Just trying to get my life together.
He's on an Aiden Ross stream out here doing things.
I thought you could say that what you talk about your therapist is the dread I have coming to do the podcast every week from my house.
No.
That's a good thing to talk about, Scott.
I almost mentioned I had the podcast because it came up. We were discussing I was discussing scheduling and how that was causing anxiety. And Wednesday came up, and I'm like, do I mention I do a podcast? Because I don't want him to ask questions about that. So I didn't mention it yet. This podcast hasn't come up.
Put it behind a paywall just in case.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just in case your therapist is listening to the show.
I think the paywall.
What was Mike's whole thing?
Twitch.com.
He thought that the therapist, the twin sister, filled in one time, and then she was listening to the show.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Classic Mike.
Good times. Well, great oldies.
So how long you been in the therapy, Scott?
So this is week number 2.
So, okay. I was going to say, that seems a little suspicious because was last Wednesday you were at the therapy and that's why you didn't want to do the show?
No, it was on Thursday.
Yeah, that is code as my niece is in town.
Yeah, I was like, that came out of the
every
blue.
Week at 11 o'clock. On Wednesday.
No, my niece wasn't down for spring break.
Okay.
You were out on town taking photos of the city and stuff. I was like,
yeah, the boy was out here moving and shaking.
I was. We went to.
Saw the lights.
Santa Monica Pier.
I saw the lights. Those light pulse things. I always went at the art museum or whatever. Is it
the
art museum?
We went to LACMA.
LACMA.
I actually didn't post the we went to
so
Griffith
we went there.
Observatory, too.
When we went to LA, we went there.
That's always got to go to Griffith.
Went to LACMA.
For sure.
We did go to LACMA.
I got to go back to LA, especially now that Scott lives there, too.
It's so funny. When in Denver, I want to go to LA, it's cheap. But from here, it's just so far.
Yeah, not cheap.
Just go to Denver first. It's cheap.
That's true. That's what we did when we went to Vegas. Just go to Denver for a weekend and then go to Vegas.
We did the Ferris wheel at the pier, which was scary because it was this thing's going to fall.
Santa Monica Pier?
Yeah, it was this thing's going to fall, but it's pretty chill.
I love how she's in town and you guys are doing touristy things. I guess she didn't live in L.A. before. She lived in Redlands before.
Yeah, it was a trek. It was
from
the pier to go to the Griffith Observatory. Sorry, I've had a couple of cocktails in therapy. Is almost 2 hours just to get from.
Name of the episode, Pops on the Porch.
Just to get from fucking.
Yeah, I've done that drive.
The fucking pier to the observatory.
I've done that drive.
The observatory. Because I think I, too, went to the observatory. That's the one, if you're standing at the observatory, you can see the Hollywood sign, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
From one side.
Okay.
Coming up. Yeah.
To the right, you can see the Hollywood sign, and then you can see downtown LA.
Everything.
Yeah. And then you can see the James Dean statue that's up there.
I saw one of the Sklar James brothers Dean's when I was there. I think it was Jason. James I saw Dean Jason Sklar when I was
just
there.
Just his head. You saw the Sklar?
Yep.
Sklar sighting.
Sklar.
I've been to LA now.
He was with his family.
On two separate occasions. I've still yet to see a famous person.
Well, next time we can meet up, Joe.
I feel like
I saw, intentionally saw some famous people at the comedy
executive producer.
Oh my gosh! Speaking of famous people, well, I'll talk about that later in my.
You mentioned he's doing a special on Hoboken.
But yeah, so. Well, fellas, I got something I got to update you on. I had made mention of this a couple episodes back, where I had a huge fail, tried to make some granola bars. If you don't remember, and couldn't get the stick, be the right shapes and all that jazz. Well, since then, I've made 2 clean batches of granola bars. Your boy It's got together. I would say the little no bake part of it, I don't know what people, I don't know how they're doing that. That's magic. I can't do that shit. So I bake it for like 20, like between 20 to 25 minutes, then chill it, let it cool, and then throw it in the fridge to chill, then take it out, and then you could pretty easily separate everything. Protein packed, nice and tasty, nice and chewy, which I really like. Almost like a healthy dessert, honestly, because I got pistachios in there. I got almonds in there. I got chia seeds and hemp seeds. I got the triology of seeds in there.
Triology?
I think it's called like the triology of seeds. I think that's what it's called. Don't.
I went to some good bars in New Orleans.
The Star Wars triology is my favorite.
Those are different Nola bars.
All three of them.
Is it the trilogy of seeds?
All three trilogies. I don't know.
I guess it might be trilogy of seeds. Chia, hemp. I don't know.
There's a trilogy of
seeds. I think Empire Strike Back was my favorite trilogy series episode.
I guess trilogy? Flaxseed, chia seed, hemp seed. Trilogy? I didn't think it was called trilogy.
You know what? We're going to call it the triology. It makes more sense. They're all seeds.
The triology.
I know. It does make sense.
The study of trees. Oh, my internet died. Oh, wait, I'm
but
back.
I got that. I got pumpkin seeds in there. I got protein rolled oats and almond
big
butter,
fiber.
Honey.
Lots of fiber in there.
Oil.
Keeping you regular?
I would say it has fiber, but it also is high in protein because all the nuts that I'm naming are high in protein. I mean, nuts in general are just high in protein based on how much you put in.
Oh, tell me about it.
Packs a punch. Hey, yo.
Paxil punch.
Packs a heck of a punch.
Paxil. So, you got some Paxil in there?
No Paxil. No Paxil. I was looking for... because some people I saw online would take like a protein powder or something and add it to theirs. There's one
cheating.
I was looking for.
We want organic.
It is cheating. I was about to say, they're having it additional to all like the nuts and
put
know,
some
the
chicken
organic.
Chips inside there.
No, I'm not putting shrimp. Fucking chicken chips in there. Salty ass chicken chips. Salty ass chicken chips.
I'm sorry, you don't want protein in your diet. I'm sorry, not hitting you 300 milligrams a day.
But I'm hitting what I need to hit, god dang it. But I figured out the granola bar situation. Pretty good. Also, I made this other thing, which is like a... It's like a protein-forward guacamole.
Protein guac.
So you got like a guacamole... You got your guacamole stuff, you know.
Put some chicken in
by
there?
The way, I can't remember if I mentioned
chicken
it.
Chips.
I think I had to. Not chicken chips. I think I told you I got a food processor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get all the things for the guacamole, but then you add some cottage cheese.
Oh no! He's on the
Greek
cottage
yogurt.
Cheese to everything. Everything has got Greek yogurt and cottage cheese in it.
Little Greek yogurt, little cottage cheese. Boom! Now that's
high protein.
A little more high protein.
And your guacamole?
I'm eating it with the blue chips and the guacamole.
Ariel says she doesn't like your guac, Joe.
She doesn't like it. She doesn't. She's not a huge fan of it. She's not a huge fan. But I will say, it's not like she was a huge fan of
it
when I was making guac before.
Granola.
I mean,
Craig?
She wasn't that huge a fan of my guac before. But I'm also eating it with the blue chips. Blue chips are low.
Blue cheese?
Sodium, so. Blue chips, tortilla.
The movie with Shaquille O'Neal?
How do you know about
that?
That
is blue chips, wow. I was like, wow, that is blue chips. Wow, good job, Scotty.
How does Scott know about that movie?
I got some good pulls in there. Don't ask me about anything made in the last 10 years, but...
That's crazy.
Wow.
But, no, Tostitos.
I'm reviewing it in the movie section.
Blue chips. So, it's pretty good. Enjoying those two snacks. My snackage game has gone through the roof lately.
Nice.
I need to stop snacking is my problem. I need to go back on the fasting plan.
Yeah, I need to get to the fasting too.
I need to get back to that
until
72
I get back
hour
to
mark.
I was doing good for like 2 weeks, but then last week I got hit with this this we're doing another Sony collab with our content, and for their GOAT movie that just came out that's produced by Steph Curry and everything. So it, we had shot it on like a Friday.
Oh, it's about Kobe.
I had to, Scott. I don't even know what you said. I just know it was
Steph Curry's in the GOAT movie. It's about himself.
He's also in it. But it's like a kid's movie. It's a child's movie. All
right.
But it's an animation. It's a Sony
animation. Say there were helicopters. I just said
they Scott. They shot it on a Friday. We had to ingest it. I had to help the person ingest it in the Lucid Link on Saturday. I had to edit Sunday, and we had to send over a copy to Sony by end of day Monday. So, and then it's just been a hamster wheel of then we got to do social clips and everything. So the good 2 weeks of fasting and playing basketball that I was doing just came to a grind.
Oh, yeah, Ramadan will stick up on you. Because I've
been working like a mother.
No doubt.
I'm right down the street from Sony Studios, Joe. If you need me to drop something off, just let me
really?
Know.
Yeah, tell them, like, you know, well, actually, they only sponsored 2 episodes, so we're kind of done. It's over now. But still, it was very annoying.
I was in Gatlinburg over the weekend. Some friends from Denver were going to the Smoky Mountain National Park, and then Dollywood, and so we met up with them in Gatlinburg. We did Old Smoky Moonshine tasting, followed by a winery, ooh, which was right next door. They had a bunch. Yeah, they had apple pie. They had it was very good. We had back-to-back tastings. We did the moonshine and then the winery. The moonshine, where you get all the tries, $8. Went over to the winery, $5 for like 12 different tastes. I was like, why is it so cheap?
Wow.
I guess that's why.
That's really good.
Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg are so busy.
Wine was cheaper than the moonshine?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like sweet wines. It wasn't like fancy stuff, but it was right next door to the Old Smoky Moonshine. But then we went to a nice steak dinner. Oh, to a speakeasy. The moonshine. Love this moonshine. It's good. Which,
did you know the password to the speakeasy?
It didn't have one, but we had heard about it, and we walked over there and had to go through. It was in a coffee shop, and you went back into the cooler and then through the cooler into a little bar area. It's pretty cool. Just randomly in Gatlinburg, but then I had a nice steak dinner after that. It's a great Saturday, or perhaps a Friday night. It's a lot of fun. Lots of fun.
Was it better than the steak at John George?
I mean, it was really good. It was really good. And our waiter was great. Really, really fun. We made him laugh. Our buddy ordered, it wasn't on the menu.
I heard the comedians are often waiters.
Yep, I heard that too. But the waiter said, oh yeah, especially tonight we got a lobster tail. And there was like
Hoboken.
A couple of different sizes. This dude ordered the lobster tail. It shit was giant. And that was like their small one.
Crazy. Oh, wow.
How much
the first time you've had lobster not on the cruise?
I didn't have it, but I had a ribeye, and it was pretty damn amazing.
How much did you get for a lobster tail out in Gatlinburg?
It wasn't that
now
bad.
Now with the Strait of Moose closed, it's like $100, I believe.
It wasn't too bad. Like, it was reasonable.
Where were we getting our lobsters from?
Wasn't a super expensive steakhouse. But.
Sizzling?
Good times. Didn't see any bears. Awesome. They saw bears. They saw some bears, but we didn't see any bears.
Hey,
ooh,
bear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was working in Berkeley.
I was in San Francisco.
Berkeley. Of the Bart.
Do you think he's jealous of Hassan? Do you think he want to be Hassan?
You're talking about Joseph. It's time for moving pictures.
No, hey, we got Canute's question. And I'm back with another question.
See? He doesn't know anything about movies.
That was the question?
Hey guys, it's Canute here, and I'm back with another question. Last week I was at the shopping center, and I approached an escalator. You know, the moving staircase. there was a young girl also approaching it. She was quite fit, and I thought, oh, I better not let her go first because she's the one perving on her, which is weird. So I got in front, and I thought to myself, do I get the left? And she walks past. I thought, oh, that's shameful. So I decided to walk. Anyway, got off the top of the escalator, and I realised she stood there the whole time. Doesn't matter. So my question to you guys is this. What is your escalator etiquette? Are you a stander? Do you stand to the left? Or maybe in America you stand to the right. I don't know how it works. Do you walk up there or just have a break? All right, over you guys.
It's very funny. We do stand to the right.
I need an ID check on that story. I'm concerned.
Yeah, that was... took a turn. Very confusing.
Well, what's funny is like he didn't want to let her go first because he thought she'd be, he'd be creeping on her, but he's also polite to let her go first. So it's like... But
yeah, well, that's the whole elevator.
It depends on where you're, like...
conundrum.
At airports, I've heard, you know, like workers will try to walk up the, the escalators and stuff while people... But people have their bags and they can't really get out of their way, and some of the escalators aren't as wide as others. So I try to get over because a lot of the workers will walk because they don't have the bags to drag along with them. But if you're going down to, like, Universal Subway Studios, or something, people are always walking on those, you know?
I was about to say, it's funny, though. He made a good point. I guess they, when they stand on the right and let people pass, stand on the left and let people pass on the right. We stand on the right and let people pass on the left. That's funny. No, left, Greg. I just said
let people pass on the right. In the toilet.
This is kind of a bad question, kind of. Because circumstance will, you know, alter if I'm standing or if I'm walking. If I'm in a hurry, I'm walking. If I'm at the mall, I'm just gonna stand there.
Walking, like, here.
That's probably your worst impression ever.
I thought it was pretty good. It's when you said here.
You want a universal remote that can control the universe. That's what butt. I gave you.
I feel like you need to see a couple more movies.
That's
how you save it. That's how you save it.
Hit the rewind button.
So I went to U.S. Friendly on Saturday.
Hope that answers your question.
The U.S. versus Belgium.
Did we just skip the... I thought you were telling a story about... Or is this... About an escalator?
This is the story.
About
escalator? No, I didn't have an escalator story.
Oh, I thought you said this is going to be bad, and then you were say something about escalators. Oh, so your answer was just, no, if you're in a hurry, you go, you walk, and if you're not.
Yeah, I'm in a hurry, I walk. If I'm not, I stand.
In the airport?
Said it was a bad question. That's what I said. It's kind of
when you're
in
the
question.
Denver airport and you're on the 14-mile walking escalator things, get to the right, please. People have planes to get to.
Well, they don't have to take
who stands
walk.
There
movie sidewalk
for every occasion.
You know who stands there? A family of five talking. Okay,
I'm saying for every occasion. I'm like, who just stands on the escalator? Is
if
never
you're on the
hurry,
sidewalk with five people, you're covering the whole sidewalk. Figure your shit out.
I hate that when they're on bike lanes and stuff that are also walking paths. Like families, they all stand side by side by side. I'm like, if you come from behind them, I hate that. Like, come on, you know those people are gonna ride up on you. Yep. Ding ding. Ding ding. All right, you went to a friendly.
Like I was getting to. I went to the US versus Belgium friendly. We're about 2.5 months away from the World Cup. By the way, Greg, I meant to text it to you, but I was so bang on with Mike Ryan's assessment of the team. I literally earlier today, before I watched the second hour, I texted my buddies. I was like, so do we even think the U.S. is going to make it out of the group stage? Because they looked terrible. All right. They just look bad. They look pathetic out there. Anyways, besides the point, this story has nothing to do with the actual soccer being played. So I got to the game, rolled solo. It was a 3:30 start.
We rolling south, anyways. We rolling south.
Rolled up solo. Got some good seats. I was in the 100 section. Right next to where the supporter section for Atlanta United would be, and there was basically a supporter section for the USA team. They had, like, you know, chants and drums.
The
and,
rapper?
You know, or quartet. No. So.
That's a good bet.
I get to my seat. It was weird because it was kind of like just general seating. Like, it was, my thing said like row 17G, and I stopped to ask the person. I was like, what's the G? They're like, oh, basically you can just sit wherever you want. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I went to like row 18, pretty close to the field.
That's not,
I would say, because row 17, like a lot of people ended up being in row 17. So I was like, okay, there's a lot more open seats in 18. So sat down, and then these two guys.
What is this? A Southwest flight?
These two guys come and walk past me, and they sit on my right. Now, one of the guys, a little more svelte, ginger, red beard, you know, has a hat on, USA paraphernalia, all good.
Is it a green hat?
His buddy, bigger, thicker dude, dark hair, dark beard, and is like built like a college linebacker that's no longer linebacking. And then these other two guys came, sat on my right,
middle like people
at the end of the row. So for the first half, everybody's chilling. They had some vodka lemonades that they were drinking. It's very particular to the story. The two dudes to my right, big thick guy. The big thick guy is the person you really need to pay attention to this entire story. He had one vodka lemonade. His buddy had a vodka lemonade. So at a certain point in the first period, in the first half, he leaves to go get a second, to go get more drinks.
Another $22 vodka lemonade.
The U.S. scores. Actually, Scott, the prices at the stadium is pretty reasonable. That's kind of like their whole pitch when they opened it up.
No, I think the pitch is US on the it's part of the field. Scott, no?
They score. U.S. scores. He comes back. Somebody behind us makes a joke like, oh, you should go get more drinks because we scored while you were gone. That's a joke.
And see, that's a good bet. That's a bet I can get behind.
So, game comes to the halftime. I think at that point, again, the game doesn't matter. Game goes to halftime. And during halftime, the two guys to my right, Thick Boy and the Redhead, they leave again. All right?
Thick Boy.
So, second half is about to start. And Thick Boy shows up without the Redhead dude. So, there were people, like I said, at the end of the row. The people at the end of the row had this, like, ornate chug device. It was sculpted like a bald eagle, but it was, like, it had, like, the print of the American flag on it, and they were chugging out of it throughout the entire first half. So, Thick Boy comes back with two vodka lemonades.
Ornate chug device is the name of the episode.
It's not a bad name. He comes back with two vodka lemonades. I'm assuming one for him and one for his boy. That's how it's been this whole time. So he sits down. He calls for the chug device. So people pass it down. We pass it down. Me and the homies who are sitting to the left of me, we're watching him. He pours the vodka lemonade into the chug device, knocks it back, and me and the dude are like, "Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah, whoa, oh, oh. Oh man, it's so crazy. We're having fun, USA." And so he finishes it. He's passing it back. The dude who's sitting to my left has like a light beer, and he's like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna do it too." He puts his beer in there and he chugs it. So we give it back to the people that
we're trying to get COVID. Somebody, what are we doing
behind them? I know. I was like, "Y'all white boys are tripping right now." The people sitting behind them, there's a guy who had like a. We had like a Michelob Ultra. So he's like, oh, let me get it. So he puts his Michelob Ultra in there.
I don't think that qualifies.
While he's putting his Michelob Ultra in there, Thick Boy to my right is sitting there watching and is getting upset. Because now people are just getting back to their seats. So there's more engagement with whoever's doing the chug. And he's like, doing like a fucking Michelob Ultra. It's not even a real drink. And I'm
I'm with Thick Boy.
So that guy passes that guy does his chug, passes it back to the people who owned it, and now Thick Boy is like, "Yo, give me it again." And I'm like, "I don't know, buddy." And he just is insistent on getting it again. So they finally see him, and so they pass it back, and now he pours a second vodka lemonade into the chug device. And he knocks it back. And now more people are back at the seat, so more people see it. He gets the celebration that he was obviously looking for. And everybody's giving him the, "Woo, yeah,
USA. And then he gives it back. His boy now comes back from, I assume, the bathroom or whatever. And the second half proceeds. Everybody stands up. Thick boy's sitting down. Thick boy's sitting down. Elbows on thighs. Legs splayed open.
Pukey.
Head in between. Head drooping down. And I'm just looking at him. I'm like, this ain't going to end well. I start hearing him spitting on the ground. And I was like, ooh, that's when the saliva starts to build up right before. I'm like, oh, this is not good. And so I kind of start scooting myself and my stuff a little. Because he's like two seats away from me. But the next thing I know, I just hear, and he just lets it rip. And I'm like, oh, boy. So now everybody in front, the people in front kind of start clearing out. It's going down the steps and everything. I would say, luckily they had like, we were in the section where they had us like pick up like these raincoat type things to kind of make a sign at the beginning of the game. It was kind of like a poncho, but it wasn't a poncho. It was just like hold it up and it was supposed to say like we're home or something when you put it all together on like a wide shot. So people started putting those on the ground on the row in front so it wouldn't keep seeping down and down and down. And I'm like, oh, man, I now I go into comedy routine. I go to my boys to the left, and I'm like, oh, man, Shamu splash zone over here. I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, that's a good bet. So then he does another one, and everybody is just look. There's so many old white people turning around looking at this kid in disgust. He has to be like 25-ish, let's say. And everybody's just looking at him like, get it together. What are you doing? You frat boy. It's fucking idiot.
He should have a high tolerance being a thick boy. What's going on?
You would assume. Right? Well, he wasn't like super. It's not like this guy is like overweight. He's like I said. A former high school, college linebacker that's no longer working out every day, but still has like that build. And then at that point, after the second throw up, I go back to my boys and I'm like, somebody's not ready for the World Cup. Good thing this is a friendly. yep. But yeah, so
did you get a good chuckle?
I got some good chuckles.
Did it feel good?
Felt great, actually. It was better than watching the game. We lost 2-5, but by the two. But you want to like that? Sorry, I felt bad when I said it. I was like, 2-5 is weird. But yeah, so I think he had like one more like minor yak, and then like the 75th minute,
keep going.
At the 75th minute, his boy finally was like, "All right, let's get out of here." Finally, took him out of there. And yeah, that was.
What is this chug device?
Man, I have to look it
up.
Is
it sealed? Does it hold it sealed, and you got to release it?
So like a shotgun thing,
or is it just like a funnel?
Let me try to. It's not a funnel because that's what Brendan kind of thought it was. It's not a funnel per se. It was like you hold it flat, you hold it horizontally, and it had like a little opening towards the bottom of it. And you could pour your drink in there, and then it had like a kind of like a sippy cup at the very bottom of it. And then when you picked it up, you drank out of the sippy cup. Yeah. So let me try to find Bald Eagle.
You think they sell that?
Chug device. Bald Eagle chug device.
Beer chugger. If you Google Bald Eagle beer chugger,
I don't want to Google anything Bald Eagle these days.
Exact one. There's the exact one. It's like the first image.
Okay.
The thing that looks like an eagle?
Okay. Yes.
That's why.
So, yeah. So, it's just a reservoir. It's almost like the tank of a motorcycle. You fill it, but then when you tip it, I see. It makes sense.
The internet's calling it a freedom funnel. I'm not partaking in this.
Yeah. Not like
I get it. That's that makes sense, dude, because it's just...
Maybe and it has its own
carb because it has the hole, so you got the gravity.
It's the freedom funnel, I guess.
Nice. I get that. It works.
Don't love that, no.
We always had Suck and Swallow. It was a flamingo It was plastic. They were plastic flamingos. They were they cut the beak off of them, and then a big hole in the body. So you turn it upside down. You fill up the body with, and then you drink through the beak. So suck and swallow. I saw pictures of that group. They were in Mexico recently, and they had another version of suck and swallow. So everywhere Scott, we went, every party, we had suck and swallow.
I called it a chug device. It had some good partying. On the website, I just want it to be known, it says America's Freedom Funnel, Eagle Shape Chug Technology. I wasn't too far off with chug device.
Same concept America, as the
chug,
as the suck and swallow.
Oh, this one has,
they have a Philadelphia version.
They have a gold.
Oh, so I wanted to wonder if they have update you guys on something. Remember last show we did, you guys were talking about Afro Man and all that stuff going on with Afro Man. I knew nothing about it.
Yes.
Well, one of the people, there's a lady named Emily Baker that she's a former prosecutor in L.A.
And, it's not the word I thought you were about to say.
She's a part of the Law Nerds Network. She does a bunch of legal stuff. She follows trials and stuff and talks about them on her YouTube channel. Well, she did a whole. Megan, she went live. She went live like the 2 days after the trial.
Megan,
was
the
over,
trial attorney,
and went through the video of the whole thing and ended up going 2 days. But Kendra and I watched both days of that, hours and hours of stuff. So I went from not knowing anything about the Afro Man shit to everything you need to know about the Afro Man.
I was say to being a foremost authority.
The attorneys, the judge. Then I heard the glass break. Yeah, lemon pound cake, baby. Let's go. They found no kidnapping victims. Just some lemon pound cake. Okay. Saw the testimony of the guy that looked at the... It's so funny, the video. They kept showing the video and him turning and looking at the pound kick, or maybe his double take was so funny. But yeah, so that was
the son of
a
bitch.
Did he have sex with
your
wife?
One of my best.
Like,
the judge in that trial was horrible. He was just insinuated himself all over the place.
I would have thought a judge was biased in a...
Well, he was biased the other way, but it didn't work for him.
Yeah, but I got to say, shout out to the judge. This was a frivolous lawsuit, and he took it that way, basically.
He spent 50 minutes instructing the jury before he read the final verdict. It was awful.
Man, judges be talking. I was going to say, that's right. I didn't get to talk about that because we didn't record last week. I went to court last week.
Oh my God! Did you? What was your jump shot
for the first time?
Yeah. How was your jump shot?
I thought it was cold outside.
I was Wait, like, finally, what do you mean? For the first time, Scott, I actually went to court.
I don't get what you're saying.
Was there a traffic ticket?
A net on the rim?
No. I had a traffic ticket when I forgot. I think I talked about it on the show. I forgot to change my tag when I moved, and then I forgot to pay the ticket, so then I had to go to court. And the court started at 9. Judge didn't pop up until like 9:30, 9:40, and then proceeded to talk for like 20 minutes before anything got going. Now, thankfully, I was very quick, got all my stuff turned in super fast, and I ended up being the first person called. Judges be talking.
Can't say I've ever been in a court, an actual courtroom though. What happened? Did you get thrown out?
No. I fought it. They dismissed it, but now I have to go down and they appealed it. So I got to go and I'm fighting the power. No, I pled no call. No contest. Yeah, no contest.
Nice. Wait, isn't no contest mean you have to pay?
No low contest.
Well,
no low.
It's guilty without saying you're guilty. You
Cholo
get no
contest
points or anything, and then you can only use it once every 5 years. So,
what? Right, we get a free pass.
Yeah, basically. But you have to pay the fine.
pay the fine. No contest.
Welcome to the
movies. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Ah, Scott said he saw a film.
I saw. I don't. Are we waiting to review this film until Greg finishes a book?
It. I know.
I don't want to spoil it for Greg.
I know.
Gotta say, Greg, you're doing something that really pissed me off last night. So we recorded a spoiler episode of Project Hail Mary. Where we were just like, we were going to talk about it anyways for Who Does a Pod. We were like, let's just record something for it. We'll put it out on Friday. And Rick apparently also, when he learned of the film, decided to read the book. And then so his whole review was comparing the movie to the book. And I'm like, I don't understand. I mean, you know, I'm just not book guy in that way. If a movie's coming out, why would I read the book?
Well, I just heard that the book was really, really good. So that's why.
First of all, there's no songs. No one's singing in this movie. Why are you guys doing it on your show?
It's a bonus episode. It's the biggest thing that's out right now. And this year, at the end of last year, if you listen to the show.
Film show now?
If you listen to the show, at the end of last year, I talked about wanting to do, branch out a little more, hitting on big
events. Who does a film podcast?
But that's why it's not a regular episode. It's just a bonus episode. It's only like 40, like 50 minutes or so. So none too bad.
Good. No, you guys.
Now I want to know.
I mean, our regular episode is 1:30. You know, so
I was on a Zoom call with a gentleman who had seen it and read the book, and he pretty much gave the whole story front to back. So you're not going to tell.
Was it a super secret? It's a spoiler alert! Super secret meeting.
Was it Scott's therapist?
No.
How dare you make fun of my therapy? I open up. Okay, I talk to my therapist. I open up to him. I open up to you guys. And now you're gonna make fun of me for going to therapy. Hey,
not making fun of you. I'm just saying, was Greg talking to your therapist?
You know what? That's, I can.
Project Hail Mary, 2026 film based on a 2021 book of the same name, written by Andy Weir. The film, though, directed by Lord and Miller, the dynamic duo behind some of your favorite movies.
Dynamic like duo, two old friends.
They wrote and produced the Spider-Verse films, written by Drew Goddard, who also did the screenplay for another Andy Weir adaptation, The Martian, starring Ryan Gosling,
also a famous
James
tight
Ortiz,
end.
Sandra Hüller. I'm doing this all off the top of the dome. I'm not even looking at nothing. And Lionel Boyce, Marcus from The Bear. Film is, I won't get into it too much. I'm not even going to talk about it that much because I talked about it a lot last night. Scott, how did you feel about the film?
Don't you throw this on me. You know how great I am at reviewing films.
I'll poke and prod questions on you.
I went into this knowing absolutely nothing.
Okay.
It was a Friday. I was like, I need to go see a movie. I was like, let me see if the lady wants to go see a movie. We look at the options. I'm like, there's this Rygos film out there. Looks pretty good. Apparently he's in space. It's a sci-fi thriller.
That's when you know you're a superstar. It's just like, a guy I know is in it. Let's go see it.
It's a sci-fi thriller. I was like, let's go see it. We went. I enjoyed it. It was a little more, my impressions in the 8 seconds of research I did was like it was a like a thriller action packed space movie, which was not. More like
it's
a
trailer. From the trailer I could tell it wasn't gonna be that.
It was more of a funsy sci fi little chuckle, little bromance of sorts.
It's a chuckle fest.
Chuckle fest. Rygos. Great comedic actor.
One of our best comedic actors of our time.
Rocky, probably one of the
especially
best
Drive.
Actors of our time. go on.
I was going to say, that was kind of my biggest takeaway. This was more, it was a super earnest, super heartfelt movie.
Hey, Vern.
It was...
It was, it's somehow accessible to, like, I wouldn't be shocked if, like, somebody took their 6-year-old kid, maybe 7-year-old kid, to see this movie. Like, it's that kind of family friendly, good message, good hearted. And yeah, it's just a good natured tale. Just some guys, some dudes, you know, trying to save the world.
I will say that we were in the lobby before the movie started. I was getting a beer and a hot dog. And then, and then there's two brothers, younger. One was, I don't know, maybe 20.
Are they black or black, they're just guys? Brothers?
First of all, I don't see color. I'm going to assume they're white.
Well, I would like you to see color. We have...
two white males. One was like, say 16, related. 17. Might have been on the spectrum, and his older brother, but they were like exiting the movie they just saw, and he was telling the worker at the counter that it was the greatest movie he's ever seen. I was like, all right, we picked a good movie. We picked a movie because this kid likes it. And he started talking about the movie, and I had to start humming in my head to make sure he didn't spoil anything, because I was about to punch the guy if he spoiled anything.
I saw the trailer for it a while back, and I feel like that gave a lot away. But I don't know. But
so, well, how far into the book are you, Greg?
Not very. Just started it today.
Greg's gonna see this movie in like 3 months.
Oh yeah,
but 100%. Ryan Gosling made a really good point. He was saying because somebody asked him about, like, you know, there's a thing. You know, people are like, oh, that's in the trailer. Should that be in the trailer? And he's like, yeah, that's in like 2/3 of the movie. There's no way we can keep it out of the trailer. Like, it's too much. But
when I heard they said this person that spoiled it talk about it, it's like, okay, well, it's a lot more to that than just the discovery of that.
Yeah, there's so much more to that.
So
But as I described it last night, it's a movie I could honestly watch once a week for the rest of my life and be perfectly fine. It's that well made. It's that entertaining. It's that fun. My biggest issue with the movie, and Greg, I wonder how you'll see this, because you're reading the book, and Rick was trying to tell me that in the book there is some more of this, but I still think, even the way he was trying to explain it, I don't think it really would solve the fix that I'm looking for. And my issue, obviously, probably more source material than not. There's no real big conflict in this movie. There's not a lot of conflict. There's a problem that needs to be solved, but there's not really much bumping up against getting the mission taken
right. There's
care
no
of. Mainly because
there's no woman involved that comes in and will they, won't they, and then
well, I don't need a will they, won't they. You're not that far into the book. I don't want to give anything away, really. But
I don't remember anything.
You know what's happening to Earth, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. So my thing is, like, because that is not, because it's just some random thing that occurred, no one's really at fault. Which is kind of like takes the bite out of the movie a little bit, and then everybody's just on board with the solution. Like, the world powers are just like all buddy buddy, and it's like, okay.
That's how sci-fi always ends up being. Like, existential threat to the planet brings everyone together, and then it's all it takes. I still think it wouldn't work out that way. I think people would blame
us. I was about to say, I think
that asteroid is your fault, or this comet that's about to hit is all your fault.
I think that notion would hold up more in a bygone time. I think where we are today, I don't know if I believe that as much as I used to.
Especially with the fucking man at president currently.
I was about to say, I think, like, I've always...
Well, even in, like, Paradise, they start looting when the world's about to end.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do we need a sun?
Do you really need that TV?
I would say the world's about to end, but also in Paradise in episode 7, like, nuclear warheads just started going off. Like, everybody's kind of like fighting for resources and everything. So it's like, yeah, I think this perfect harmony, everybody in lockstep, just just fell flat for me. But outside of that, like I said, I could watch this movie once a week. It made me cry. It made me laugh. It made me laugh. It made me
you
laugh.
You cried.
Amaze, 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 amaze.
He didn't cry. He just laughed.
But yeah, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Enjoyable film. I think that's the only movie I saw this week.
I discussed it with the lady after. I'm not a good film analyzer. That's why I'm not on Joe's podcast. And then she
you
started
the episode 8 Mile.
She started analyzing it and comparing it to like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I was like, oh, yeah, that is true. That is true.
Compare it to Blue Chips?
I did that. I was like, Shaquille O'Neal, 92. And then she's like, what?
Like, I really felt like Rocky was Penny Hardaway. You know, it gave real Penny vibes.
Yeah. And then she did point out something I didn't know. I recognized at the time, but it didn't click in my head is Grace. Hail Mary, Grace.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
I'm very confused.
I get it. I get it now.
Yeah, but the Hail Mary in this case wasn't it more like the football Hail Mary?
Yeah, I mean that's how they explain it, but obviously the subtext is
it was Hail Mary full of grace. Yeah. What the whole movie was about. And I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense because they kept like camera zooms in grace. I'm like, I get it. Okay, we got a dude named Grace here.
Well, I mean that's his name. Also, he doesn't know who he is, so he's trying to figure out who he is.
So. Yeah, I was curious the way the book starts, if the movie starts the same way, but I can't until I finish the book and watch the movie. I don't want to talk about it.
How does the book start?
How does the book start?
No, I don't want to know until I see it.
Oh, wow.
It's the way they brought it, introduced everything, or started to introduce as far, because I've just...
I think it might be the same. Now. From it what I've sense. Heard, it would be, kept like
it'd be the very. The thing is, it's very cinematic. Like, the way the book starts, I was like, this is cinematic. Like, did they... It's almost like they did this intending to make a movie because it's like,
yeah,
I can see it. I can see in my head the way you would structure it in a movie.
Did he wake up at the end of this book?
No, he's dead the whole time.
Oh, he's what? Don't spoil the end of it, Craig.
It's like Lost. They're in limbo. They're in Nirvana. They're in the.
It's an allegory for.
It's Lost.
Heaven.
It's an allegory for Hail Marys.
This. All right, well, next. Boom, boom, boom.
Dollar review movie next year.
I got no more other movies. We did Godspell for Who Does the Podcast. It sucks. So.
Did you finish Paradise?
Yes, I finished Paradise. Finished Cross. Both of those shows have now gone off. Enjoyable.
Restarted.
Happy with both endings.
Three episodes into Cross, first season, because we're rewatching the first season. Do not remember, although it's a little bit's coming back to me, but it's like so unfamiliar. Like some things I'm like, okay, this character is going to end up being this and this and this, but I can't believe like how it could just completely lose something.
I said, that's why you just start season two and they give you like a 2-minute recap of everything.
But we did. We watched the recap. We were even watching the final episode of the season before and we're like, I don't know how they even this.
Makes oh, sense okay.
And that's why we decided to go back and watch the entire season. Did the same thing with Paradise though, just because we liked it. We did that because we liked the first season so much. That was a different story.
Yeah, great first season.
But we did finish it as well. I liked.
How'd you feel about the ending? Some people had issues.
No, I thought it's to me. I can't not none of the stuff that happened in this season did they allude to in the first season, like the some of the crazy shit. You know.
Well, we don't know. Because now, so there's like two sides of people. There are people that are confused, like that this is a sci-fi show, and they didn't realize that it was always a sci-fi show. And I find those people very funny. And then there's people who are too sci-fi, and they're just taking their theories and everything to the extreme. So now people are like, oh man, did Alex make sure that Xavier got the job as the Secret Service? Like, is this all been constant manipulation? And I'm like, maybe. It's very interesting to think about it that way.
Could be.
But people were going off the deep end. They were like, because they had Bean. I'm sorry, I'm talking a little spoiler if you haven't seen Paradise. Because they had Bean and the little baby girl, people were like, they got these two white kids to replace their children. I was like, I think you've gone too far. I was like, I think you're too much into the sci-fi of this.
Yeah, I was just wondering if they season two, did they have this in mind? I think they already had. Did they have all three seasons? Like, it's supposed to be.
I'd have to assume arc, because. Right?
Because it seems
I hear
like
that it's a three season arc, so that means they would have to have planned out this in some way, shape, or form.
It was well. The one thing that was funny to me was like when he asked where he was when he woke up in Graceland or whatever, and she's like, "You couldn't tell by looking." Like I wouldn't know I was in Graceland. Like I could see everything. I'd be like, "I didn't know it's Graceland until you tell me it's Graceland." But that's because you know I haven't been there. Kendra's been there, so she said, "Oh yeah, I recognize that. I know I was in that room. I've been there. But I would not know that it was Graceland just by seeing weird stuff, you know. But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, and hearing people question a bunch of different things, like, okay, that's fine, but it was enjoyable.
How was it? Did you like it? Like my thing, like I was telling Kyle yesterday, Kyle liked it too, but I was like, man, people are that confused, and I'm like, man, I'm just here for the good acting and the good writing. Like, take me where you will, honestly, I don't really care.
Yeah, I think people's story's biggest is the, like, I thought it was weird they weren't in the bunker a lot of the time, but then it's like, well, there's the whole point. We found out there's a lot of going on outside of there, so
yeah,
we got to see what's going on. On outside of there and how they got there. And, so,
and honestly, like in just regular writing in general, if this is going to be a three act structure, your first act is establishing the world, and then your second act is flipping the world upside down. So we're inside the entire first season. The second season, yeah, we're going to spend more time outside of the bunker.
There was one thing that bugged me. It was like, so nobody knew about the outside and what the president did to prevent stuff from happening. But when they show the group of people show up at the front door and the people in the chamber, all the important people, they don't seem that surprised, mm-hmm. even though theoretically they didn't know that anything was happening out there. Cause only she knew.
I was like, they were somewhat surprised,
but
I think they were surprised and also scared. But yeah,
it was just odd. Like they didn't go into, oh my God, but they didn't have time to do all that. Anyway,
oh my God, begin.
Alrighty,
that's moving gonna on. Do it then. Moving on
up. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, technically that would be Marvel. Yeah, so I'm going to make this quick and painless as possible. So we went to the doctor last Tuesday, after I went to the court, by the way. It was a jam-packed day. Went to our doctor's appointment, because if you remember, went to a confirmation, then a confirmation. Now we finally went to see a doctor, hoping not to be a confirmation, but we had, what I didn't tell you guys prior to was the week before we had on Monday, we had went to like a, don't want to say boutique, but like a, I guess people just do ultrasounds. They're like, can't think of the proper word, but, people just do they just got like, you know, a la carte ultrasounds. So we went there to try to finally get an ultrasound of the baby because we haven't seen the baby. We wanted to know, you know, questions and everything. Ariel was so tired and nauseous and everything. So we were just hoping to get some information. And when we got that ultrasound, the person measured the gestational sac at 10 weeks, but the baby only at 7 weeks. So, and they couldn't find a heartbeat. And so we were like, okay, well, we have that information. So that's not great, but we'll see what happens when we go to the doctor. And, you know, there's a couple of technical things in with Ariel's internal anatomy that could be why it wasn't reading properly and things like that. So we were just holding out hope. And then we went to the doctor, and then the doctor, because at that place they didn't have an ultrasound But we showed her the thing, so she sent us to downtown Grady, and we got an ultrasound, and they were seeing the same thing with the two different ultrasounds they did. So the baby did not progress past the seventh week, thus resulting in a miscarriage. So we had a miscarriage, unfortunately. Very sad. We've been working through it. We're good. The situation is shitty. It sucks. But, you know, we're working through it. And, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very hard to hear that. It's, I know it happens. And fortunate you guys are young, still young. And
yeah. I was about to say, in a way, it sucks that, you know, it happened in the manner in which that it happened. But to, like, gleam a kernel of, like, wishful thinking is we think we have a better understanding of what could have went wrong, what may have went wrong. Ariel has been dealing with a thyroid issue that hasn't presented itself as an issue. She has a goiter. She had a goiter, but her levels were fine. So now we looked it up, and it's like, okay, but now when she got pregnant, maybe it threw that out of balance, and that could have resulted in. So we can talk to – we have a meeting with the endocrinologist. So basically we need to plan more so going into right. it. So, yeah, so information collected. Again, situation – doesn't make the situation any better. Still sucks. But we watched Hamnet on Friday and had a good, good hard cry together. So, because that movie is sad as shit. And, yeah. So, we cried. Then we laughed. And then we just hung out. And, yeah.
Well, we got you back. Yeah. We love you, brother.
Sad. I can't say I know what that feeling would be, but... we're here for you.
My show. Yeah, a lot. I've told a lot of people, obviously, because we told a lot of people. and everyone's been the greatest, supportive, you know, good wishes. People have been calling me up, checking on me. One of my buddies called me today. I didn't have a chance to talk to him because I was talking to Ariel on the phone at the time. But, yeah, so that's why you have a community. I saw one person, like... I got real into, like, mom and YouTube to just, like, check on what's happening and all the weeks and everything. And one lady, she was like, you know, oftentimes people tell you not to tell people until the end of the first trimester. But I think actually it might be – it's okay to tell some people because after you go through it, if you then do have a miscarriage, you have people that can help support you emotionally instead of you kind of being isolated on an island by yourself. And I was like, you know what? I do like that. Still, though, if next time, I probably will wait.
Well, it's also the thing where people are going to keep asking if they don't, when they don't know.
Oh, exactly.
And then it's and that's so, very, yeah, very so, tough and reliving and having to, that would be difficult. But, you know, it's good. You have the support system and people care. That's
and we have each other. And that's really important.
I'm glad you're on mom YouTube, though.
Man. Scott, the amount of different gynecologists that I have in my algorithm now, you wouldn't believe.
Different from your gynecology algorithm.
I was about to say, when we went to the appointment, I knew what I was supposed to see, honestly. I was prepped and ready to go. All right. But yeah, so me and the lady are good. The lady's good. She's... still getting over it emotionally. But I think we're in a better place now than we were, you know.
Absolutely.
A week ago. Honestly, I felt like, so I didn't tell you guys, but I had called her. I can't remember if I mentioned it in the chat, but like 20 minutes before Scott sends the message that his niece is in town, I called her and I was like, should I do a new love? Because we had found out the day before. I was like, should I do a new lung? And she was like, yeah, I just want a level of normalcy right now. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. And then Scott said, can't do it. And I was like, you motherfucker. I was like, I hope he's not doing this for me. because I just got off the phone.
No. Trust me, I don't want to do the show every week.
You don't want to do the show every week.
Dirty dog.
Every week you don't want to do the show, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, every week.
No, just...
Can we talk about Hammer?
All right.
What are we doing? What is the point to this?
Is that what Ham
you
about?
Doing a Kyle?
What are we doing?
We have to have our... Let people tell us.
We can't
us
say Hamlet is. Anymore. What are we doing?
Oh, you're doing Tucker Carlson. Oh, something to say.
I didn't get it either.
I was about to say, so in the beginning of the movie, Scott, there's a title card that reads Hamnet and Hamlet were interchangeable in those days. So
Tucker was right.
So, yeah. No, the child's name is Hamnet. That is documented. Loom.
This is what they want.
This is the goal. Jim Carrey. I didn't want to spoil it in case people don't know what it's about. After Jim Carrey, Florida. Do you guys know what Hamlet's about?
Is it about Hamlet?
So. Kinda.
Oh, I thought it was just one of those. I thought it was just a bad movie title.
DTR
on Discord.
Bad movie title. And people.
Yep.
Highbrow Canoe on the Discord. Disappointment. Australia is running out of petrol and diesel with the huge price increase. It's COVID again. I can't believe Australia has an issue with oil and petrol and diesel. I can't believe. The I don't know what would cause that.
It's not COVID. It's stupidity.
I'm pretty sure it's Australia's fault, obviously, by diesel and.
Yeah, I mean, just go there and help out and get what you need. Why are you just standing on the sideline? Like, come on. I got in this fight, but you need to go get what you need to get.
Mad Max.
Australia would do this to us.
Freaking Mad Max.
Yeah, I did see Mad Max. It was 2 hours of driving in a line. And I didn't get it.
That was the
Yeah, man, that's just one of those movies I just
got to go see Road Warrior and Mad Max and then Mad Max. Well, Beyond Thunderdome, it's kind of a different... area.
I still assume Dune is just a continuation of Mad Max.
Mad Max and I saw Fury Road Warrior. And I those are the ones you got to see.
I don't get it. Everybody loves it, and I just don't get it. And honestly, I'm fine with it because, you know, everybody got different movie tastes. Anderson loves Mad Max Fury Road, thinks Oppenheimer is terrible. I can't make it make sense.
What are we doing? So, what's the point of this?
Scott, enough of this, all right? Encouragement. Guys, something happened last week, all right? So Scott's niece came into town, which caused us not to do the show. Also, James' kids had a doubleheader. Was it wrestling? They had a doubleheader?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think they play baseball, do they?
I don't
baseball?
Know. I didn't ask what sport it was. Yeah. I'm curious because I really
should
don't
have
know.
Got on that.
It might have been a dragon.
Got on that. Because of that, me and the lady were sitting at home, chilling, at around 8:30, 9 o'clock-ish, with nothing to do. And I was like, you know what? Let me turn on the YouTube TV. And I was like, you know, some of the shows that we watch, one of the shows that we watch, actually airs live around this time.
Abbott Elementary.
So let me just throw on the ABC network. Because I was Joe like, Abbott comes
broadcast
on.
Television.
I was like, Abbott comes on at like 8:30, I want to say, or 9 o'clock or something, right?
They're just well, playing on, the episode in the airwaves. It's crazy.
I think it comes on at 9:30.
They just start the episode. No one, they don't know if anyone's watching. They just start the episode.
But at nine, you know what was playing?
Blue Bloods.
Scrubs.
Oh, the new
the
one.
New Scrubs. Yeah, and we got in like 2 minutes after it started, and I just had it on because I was like, let's just see how it is, and then we'll roll into Abbott. And she's like, what is it? I was like, it's a show, Scrubs. It's coming. It's a what is it? What is it called? Like
revival.
I was like, they revived it. I was like, it's a show I used to love when I was younger. Another one of the reasons I wanted to be a doctor, because this show was just so funny, and I was like, the lives they're living, it's so cool. And I was like, yeah, let's just see it. And then so I was ER like, you know
with,
what?
With chuckles.
By the end of it, I was like,
and tears.
They recaptured it. They did it. It's good.
They had like we actually came up when we were in Gatlinburg. The new thing came up and just talked about how every episode is so funny and also makes you cry at the end. It's like some formula
it was always some formula that did that.
Yeah.
I was about to say, and it, honestly, it makes sense when you then look at just Bill Lawrence's kind of whole track record and take it to Shrinking and take it to Ted Lasso and everything like that. But
true.
So we watched that. We watched Abbott, and then we found out Nate Bargatze
has a TV comes show on.
Called Nate Bargatze has a show called Average American or something like that. So we watched that. It's like just like a game show. Ariel loves a game show, so we ended up watching a whole hour of that. But then that made us go and start this Scrubs from the beginning.
So we
watched episode one. We got in. It was episode six last week.
So oh, you mean of the revival?
Episode one. Yeah, of the revival.
Because I went back and watched the pilot.
Reboot. Stop calling it a revival.
Greg, hold on. So, reboot, Scott, thank you. Man.
I said that, Steve Martin. But
did you? I didn't hear it. So.
Yeah,
I
revival.
Said it convinced himself there was revival.
Revival. I said like revival first, and I just been running with it. But so we watched the new season from episode one up until where we were, and then I was like, "Hey, babe, now you remember I told you this show is a reboot. Let's go revival. Back to the source." So we went all the way back to season one. So right now it's just our kind of background comforting
on Hulu,
the couch
right?
show. We'll just throw it. Yeah, it's all on Hulu. So we just throw it on. I think we're like seven episodes in. And I'm like, man, this show was fucking great. Always loved it.
Yep. I didn't
Same can't be said
the
for
last
the...
couple seasons, but or few seasons.
Yeah, I think I also dropped out towards the end when like new faces started showing up, but the original run, well, not even run, but the original cast of characters.
But it also introduced a lot of people, like that new characters that came on there, or new actors became bigger actors after that.
Did they? I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, but I was surprised how many of the characters at episode one were throughout the series. It's like, wow, that's...
Yeah.
Like, these are all the main characters, and they remain the main characters. You know, a lot of times they recast.
I was saying,
even
it was
after
funny
the pilot, they recast, but
yeah, sometimes they do. But it just ended up being the same people, except what's the name's hair changes from episode right. one to episode two. The mean doctor, I can't remember his name right now, but it was funny because we were watching it and Ariel was like, "Whoa, everybody kind of looks the same," like. And it doesn't look like a lot of people like got work done or anything. They just all kind of aged really well.
Right.
So I thought that was cool. But yeah, watching Scrubs, rewatching Scrubs.
Same can't be said about the Buffy revival, because that
dude that didn't make it to air.
That kind of shit can't.
We got a Malcolm in the Middle revival coming too. Oh, Carrie Bish was on the show later. Dave Franco was on the show later.
No, he's
sorry,
been canceled.
I'm just seeing the cast. No, that's James.
Oh. DeFranco. DeFranco Bros.
Man, it went for all 10 right. seasons.
Well,
that's crazy.
Did it feel like it switched to networks at one point?
Did it?
From like Fox
to UPN.
It went
from NBC to ABC.
All right. Let's do the
Yeah, I think the last highlights. Season let's might have been ABC.
Show out so I can go to bed.
Well, my God, he's getting old.
So,
Can I get her? Can I get her? Can I get her?
So one of these was from last week, and the other one was from this week. So I just put them both on there. See, someone
on
that responded. Highbrow canoed on the Discord. Encouragement. Annabella won her basketball grand final tonight with her fifth foul in the last 10 seconds. Is that how you win an Australian basketball? She get five fouls.
Did Winner. She foul or get fouled?
I think she fouled out probably, but there were only 10 seconds left. So it was okay.
Highbrow Canada also on the Discord. went to softball presentation. All batted 690 for the season. No trophy. Teammate batted 790.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good average.
It's pretty good. It's almost batting 100.
Yep. Exactly. 100.
What do we learn tonight, boys?
Learn that Joe went to court and it wasn't a basketball.
Went to court.
They learned that there's an ornate chug device that people pass around at
ornate chug device.
Football games.
Chug technology.
A community chug device, which is just crazy.
Chug technology.
It was never knew. So unsanitary.
Did you have any beverages at this game, Joe?
Hell. Oh, no, I didn't have any beverages. Didn't want any beverages.
Hmm. Did you take Martin?
I was just trying to get down with the Bev. No, I didn't partake in the Biffs. Because I was like, I'm just coming here to watch the game. Then I'm hopping back on the train, getting back home to the ladies.
You took the train and you didn't have a couple of bevvies? Come on.
I didn't have a couple of bevvies. Well, I still got to drive to the train station.
Yeah.
I mean, train station or train station?
Nah, I didn't feel like having any bevs. Scott, as I told you several times, I don't drink that much.
Not like back when we did the Zooms on Friday.
Yeah, nights. Oh man, when we did the Zooms, I was getting sloshed. I think COVID, I drank enough for COVID to kind of really have like, to not drink a lot for the rest of my life and be fine.
Yep. Good times. Well, all right, everyone. Thank
COVID,
you.
COVID, man, we were up to like 3 a.m. and I was getting hammered.
Yep.
I just got used to Saturday mornings, like waking up hungover no matter what.
Oh, man. Yeah.
There's still some Saturday
mornings. I woke up Saturday afternoons because it was.
Yeah, I'd have to go to work on Saturday.
I still wake up Saturday mornings like a feeling I'm hungover. I'm like, I haven't drank all week. What am I doing? It's just in my system.
Yep. Well, thank you everybody for listening to another episode of A New Low. A New Low pod on all social media. Shop.newlow.co to get your merch. Listen to...
We'll be in Newark in a month.
Who Does a Podcast. And Cheers from the Press Box. And if I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks again for listening. And just so you know, it's a rad, rad world.
I think we could do a live show after he tapes.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our no-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
Like a Thursday night happy hour.